you felt like, I'm sure, coming back this year, you had the horses, you had the pieces to go, we can make it back to a state tournament.
Yeah, I mean, we graduated some guys, but this group had a really good summer and just have progressed throughout the year. I don't know if anyone would have thought we'd make the state tournament this year. I know the boys had confidence, but I doubt there are too many picking us. So I'm very excited with the work they've put in and where we're at, and it's great to get down to Lincoln. I know you said that, like, Ansley and Litchfield on their own in 97, I think, is the last time they've won a game down at state. And then our co-op's only 10 years old, so to get down there twice in the first 10 years is great.
19 wins, Coach. Won a lot of ball games, playing some great basketball down the stretch, you know, against some really good teams down the stretch to boot as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, we kind of got on a roll when we beat SEM. You know, that was a really good win. And then in the conference tournament, Amherst is not a great matchup for us, so that didn't go well. But then to come back Saturday and beat Elm Creek, who's state ranked all year, so kind of been hot there. And then we've had to play Pleasanton a lot lately, and then kind of, I don't know if it was an upset, but, you know, when you go play Northeast Nebraska schools, beating Bancroft was exciting and a fun venue in Albion. So it was, playing good, we play as a team really well, so excited.
You talked about the Fort Kearney Conference, touched on it a little bit. That's a tougher than nails conference in boys basketball every year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year we're sending four teams down. I would say Amherst has got to be one of the contenders in C2, and then got us in Elm Creek in D1, and SEM is, I got a really nice team in D2.
Coach, you had the big win over Bancroft Rosalie to get yourself punched that ticket, 56-46, and you had some nail biters. I know the Burwell game really wasn't that close. Pleasanton gave you a battle in that sub-district, didn't they?
Yeah, that was the third time we played them in 3 weeks. We played them in our conference tournament, and then we end the regular season with them, and then a week later we're playing them again. So they're a tough matchup. You know, Coach Giffen does a great job there, and they have a lot of size compared to us, and you know, whenever you see a team that often, they're going to figure out some things. And it was great to just, you know, we were kind of up by 10 with a couple minutes, and they made some shots to tighten it up. But it's always tough. And, you know, they're kind of our Litchfield's rival, you know, just 15 miles down the road. So that makes it tough. It was a fun game, a great crowd.
I'm sure you watched a lot of film on this Maywood-Hayes Center team, Coach. Your thoughts and Coach Hamilton, what the Wolves bring to the table coming up on Wednesday?
All, you know, they got some, you know, they're gonna put on a show in warm-ups. They got some of the best dunkers I've ever seen in Class D, so that's nerve-wracking. You know, they're really tall in the perimeter, and they're 1-3-1. They play very good man defense, so whatever he chooses to go with, they'll be successful. You know, they're definitely bigger than us, like most teams, but very impressed with just the way they play defense, and they're going to be a challenge for us.
I'm sure they compare. Do they compare with their size and length to a few teams you played in your schedule this year?
I'll probably, but without the shooting part, Amherst is great shooters, but they're kind of like Amherst and SEM with their athleticism.
How about your guys? You coming in, you've got a great mixture of, you've got some seniors, you got some junior, and your leading scorer is a sophomore. So a little bit of both in all your classes helping you out this year.
Yeah, you know, our senior, we have two seniors. Mike Smith's been hurt lately, but Leighton Rohde is just kind of a spark plug. He never runs out of energy. When we run zone, he plays the top, the 1-3-1, and gets some runouts. And just a great kid to coach. I'm so proud of him and very happy with his senior year. And then we have that large group of juniors that kind of just fill roles. And Ryan Bailey's been important inside of giving us some rebounds. And Zach Lloyd has really come on towards the end of the year here to kind of give us that third score. And then Ashton and Jacob just kind of do their roles. And then, yeah, like our sophomore, Luke Bailey, has really come on. He's, you know, the bigger the game, it seems, the more focused he is. And he can be a very good player. He kind of carried us in the first half against Bancroft. And any big game, he's been very important. And he hasn't played a lot, but when we've had injuries and stuff, Owen Cunningham, a freshman, has really given us a little bit off the bench.
So you can go to your bench. You can play a lot of guys. If needed, you can go to that bench anytime, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we like to keep the, you know, Leighton and Luke kind of need to be on the floor for us to score. So the other guys kind of fill roles, but they're definitely our kind of our half-court score guys.
Well, I'm sure excitement after being away for a year or so once again with state tournament. This team, you want to do some damage this year, but it's going to be a great experience for the years to come. But there's no way you want to just say, hey, we're here for one game and one game only. You want to make it a trip and be around for a couple of days, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's one thing, you know, it was 2 years ago, but one thing I learned as a coach, how we want to do things a little bit different, you know, do the pep rally a different night. We just made it way too long a day last year when we played St. Pat's, and just being smarter with that and, like you said, more of a more business, not just celebrating that we made it down there.